Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, Vanity Fair says it was Harry's idea, not Meghan's, to move to the States. Hubert Lacey shares that Ed came to the point where he wanted a different way of life. Meghan was simply the catalyst. Harry and Meghan had put a great deal of thought into trying to create something that would work for both sides, but that was all blown when their plans were leaked to the press. Harry was trying to get Charles, William, and the Queen to approve a plan, which they wanted in writing. Harry wanted to talk face to face because he was worried it would leak. Reluctantly, he did put it in writing, it did leak, and that led to the Sussexes making the announcement. And in other news, the Times of London reports Harry and Meghan have quit social media for good because of all the hate they receive. Plus, US Magazine reports Meghan Markle missed out on receiving UK citizenship after relocating to the United States in the wake of her royal exit. According to guidelines put in place by the UK government, Meghan could have started the process to receive British citizenship after spending a minimum of 3 years living overseas. However, the California native returned to her home state in March 2020, months before hitting her three-year mark in the UK. Well, hopefully the customs line for Americans won't be too long for Meghan, because the Mirror reports the Queen is planning to hold her first national celebration since the start of COVID crisis in the summer to mark her 95th birthday. The Trooping the Colour Parade is set to see her reunited with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle for the first time since they quit the royal family last year. According to the Sunday Times, the monarch wants to get back to business ahead of the celebration on June 12th. The parade would take place 2 days after Philip turns 100. An insider told the Times, the current plan is for the Queen's birthday parade to go ahead in London as normal, with the acceptance that it may need to be adapted or scaled back depending on what guidelines are in force at the time. But the aspiration and the ultimate desire is to make it happen. A poll conducted by The Express suggests Meghan and Harry should lose their royal titles and Harry should be removed from the line of succession. Harry is currently sixth in line and extremely unlikely to ever become king. The Express said an astonishing 96%, 6,132 people, said they thought Harry should relinquish his position now that he has moved away from the UK to start a new life in the US. Just 4%, 249 people, thought he deserved to retain his place in line to the throne despite the upheaval of the last 12 months. One reader said, they've abdicated, so have no place anywhere on the line. Mr. and Mrs. Windsor is all they need. Another said, he's abandoned all royal responsibility and even adopted a new foreign country as his home. He wants a normal life? Give him his wish. Make him a commoner. Palace Intrigue will be right back in just a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Robert Lacey's book continues to be in the news. Elle asked Lacey what he thinks Diana would have thought of his feud between the brothers. She would have said, come on, boys, it's time to end this social distancing. And I don't think the feud would have happened if Diana had been alive. One of the tragedies of her death was that it deprived them, William and Harry, of their more active parent. There's a sense in which William becomes too close to his mother as things started to go wrong. She leant on him and relied on him, which I think robbed him of some degree of his youth and is one of the sources of William's anger. I think her emphasis on getting the boys to speak their minds to each other and to say what's on their minds would have come into play. Meghan is curiously like Diana in her subversion of the royal family. The other person I compare Meghan to is Yoko Ono, a determined original woman who came into a set of British folk heroes and stole one of Britain's cherished folk heroes. She, Yoko, made John Lennon her own. The same is true for Harry and Meghan. Harry seems very happy to have been stolen away. The price of that is leaving the royal family. The Mirror warns that working for the Queen isn't like working for a normal boss, and you won't be surprised to learn that her standards are very, very high. When it comes to hiring a new cleaner, the recruitment team have a strange test to spot these special cleaners amid the good ones. According to Tracy Waterman, the head of recruitment, the team put the secret challenge to all the interviewees to see how they react. She explains that she will place a dead fly on the fireplace or carpet of the room to see if they notice it, and what they do if they spot it. The difference between housekeeper in a five-star hotel and in a royal palace would be attention to detail. One of the tests I like to do to see if the candidate has potential eye for detail is to place a dead fly either in the fireplace or on the carpet. Once the dead fly is placed, I then bring the candidate into the room. I lead them into the room quite slowly, just giving them a chance to glance at the room, have a look at what's going on inside, bring them to the fireplace, maybe highlighting that we've got a beautiful fireplace. At this point, I'd expect them to see the dead fly and hopefully pick it up. But it's not just about spotting the fly, it's what they do if they notice it. She adds, it's a great test. Maybe out of 10 people, half the candidates will notice the fly. 1 out of 10 will actually bend down and pick it up. That's the special housekeeper. A job as an apprentice cleaner will earn you a salary of £19,100 and a chance to live at the palace with all meals provided. And there you have it. Follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.